Hi, this is Vince Blackerby. I'm Director of Operations here at the church. Today, for Project 119, we're going to be reading from two Old Testament books and a New Testament book. We'll begin in Deuteronomy, we'll go to the Psalms, and then we'll start in Ephesians. This is Friday, July the 1st. Now, if you remember, we just left Numbers, and we're in the same location, the same time frame for this start of Deuteronomy. The only difference is the great thing about this book, it's mostly Moses speaking to the children of Israel. Now, they're still in the country of Moab. And a great thing about the first four chapters of this book, it really gives you a history of the children of Israel's travels. And so it's a great, takes you back and takes you through everything that they had gone through up to this time. And just for reference, when we read about Horeb, a mountain Horeb, that's really Mount Sinai. So just keep that in mind as we go. We'll read, again, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. These are the words Moses spoke to all Israel in the desert east of the Jordan, that is, in the Arabah, opposite Suf, between Paran and Tophel, Laban, Hazeroth, and Dizahab. It takes 11 days to go from Horeb to Kadesh, Barnea, by the Mount Seir road. In the 40th year, on the first day of the 11th month, Moses proclaimed to the Israelites all that the Lord had commanded him concerning them. This was after he had defeated Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Hezbon, and Edrei had defeated Og, king of Bashan, who reigned in Asheroth. East of the Jordan, in the territory of Moab, Moses began to expound his law, saying, "The Lord our God said to us at Horeb, 'You have stayed long enough at this mountain. Break camp and advance into the hill country of the Amorites. Go to all the neighboring peoples in the Arabah, in the mountains, in the western foothills, in the Negev, and along the coast, to the land of the Canaanites and to Lebanon, as far as the great river, the Euphrates. See, I have given you this land. Go in and take possession of the land that the Lord swore he would give to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to their descendants after them. At that time I said to you, you are too heavy a burden for me to carry alone. The Lord your God has increased your numbers so that today you are as many as the stars in the sky. May the Lord, the God of your fathers, increase you 1,000 times and bless you as he has promised. But how can I bear your problems and your burdens and your disputes all by myself? Choose some wise, understanding, and respected men from each of your tribes, and I will set them over you.' You answered me, 'What you propose to do is good.' So I took the leading men of your tribes, wise and respected men, and appointed them to have authority over you as commanders of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens, and as tribal officials. And I charged your judges at that time, 'Hear the disputes between your brothers and judge fairly, whether the case is between brother Israelites or between one of them and an alien. Do not show partiality in judging. Hear both small and great alike. Do not be afraid of any man, for judgment belongs to God. Bring me any case too hard for you, and I will hear it.' And at that time, I told you everything you were to do." Next, we'll read from Psalm 35. This is a sort of an appeal by David psalm. It's broken up into several parts. The first is an appeal to the Lord to deal with attackers. Verse 1. "Contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take up shield and buckler, arise and come to my aid. Brandish spear and javelin against those who pursue me. Say to my soul, 'I am your salvation.' May those who seek my life be disgraced and put to shame. May those who plot my ruin be turned back in dismay. May they be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them away. May their path be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. Since they hid their net for me without cause, and without cause dug a pit for me, may ruin overtake them by surprise. May the net they hid entangle them. May they fall into the pit to their ruin. Then my soul will rejoice in the Lord and delight in His salvation. My whole being will exclaim, "Who is like you, O Lord? You rescue the poor from those too strong for them, the poor and the needy from those who rob them." Ruthless witnesses come forward. They question me on things I know nothing about. They repay me evil for good and leave my soul forlorn. Yet when they were ill, I put on sackcloth and humbled myself with fasting. When my prayers returned to me unanswered, I went about mourning as though for my friend or brother. I bowed my head in grief as though weeping for my mother. And when I stumbled, they gathered in glee. Attackers gathered against me when I was unaware. They slandered me without ceasing. Like the ungodly, they maliciously mocked. They gnashed their teeth at me. O Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue my life from their ravages, my precious life from these lions. I will give you thanks in the great assembly. Among throngs of people, I will praise you. The next few verses, he appeals for judgment of those. Verse 19. Let not those gloat over me who are my enemies without cause. Let not those who hate me without reason maliciously wink the eye. They do not speak peaceably, but devise false accusations against those who live quietly in the land. They gape at me and say, "Aha, aha, with our own eyes we have seen it. O Lord, you have seen this. Do not be silent. Do not be far from me, O Lord. Awake and rise to my defense. Contend for me, my God and Lord. Vindicate me in your righteousness, O Lord my God. Do not let them gloat over me. Do not let them think, 'Aha, just what we wanted,' or say, 'We have swallowed him up.' May all who gloat over my distress be put to shame and confusion. May all who exalt themselves over me be clothed with shame and disgrace." And the next part is more of joy of David's supporters. Verse 27. May those who delight in my vindication shout for joy and gladness. May they always say, "The Lord be exalted, who delights in the well-being of his servant." My tongue will speak for your righteousness and of your praises all day long. We're going to read now from, we're going to start in Ephesians in chapter 1. This is written as more of an encouragement for believers as they walk through the faithful followers of Christ in his letter to the Ephesians. And it's really an encouraging book, and which is surprising considering that Paul was in prison when this was written. We're going to start in chapter 1. It starts with an introduction, and then it'll end with spiritual blessings in Christ. Chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. In him we were all chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of Him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of His will, in order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of His glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in Him with a seal and promised the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of His glory. So that does it for today. Let's close in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Your glory is so strong. Your grace to us is so received and so thankful. We're so thankful for that. Lord, we ask that You be with us through the rest of this day. Lord, forgive us for our sins. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.